5S goes from these five S's. And the first one is sorting. What we did here was to, it was a milking parlor. And we brought everything out in the yard. And then we put green notes on what we need to have in the milking parlor or near the milking parlor. We use it every day. And we have all the people here milking. They're doing it. What I often find is that farmers think, well, we are going to clean up, so we pick you and you, and you can just do it tomorrow. No. This is a process. It's changing minds in people. So we need to have all the people involved in it. And they can say, I need this tool. No, I don't use it. What do you use it for? Well, I use it when so-and-so. Okay, if it's used every day, then it should have a green note. And then we have yellow notes for the things we sometimes use. And then we put it somewhere else. And the red stuff is for things never used. We had clothes here from people who were not employed any longer. And a lot of this stuff, they didn't even know what to be used for. So it was just filling up. No one had ever moved it. So there's a green note on some of it and red notes. And we, this can here, it was filled up over when we were finished. And then after sorting, we are straightened out. We are putting things back on the right place. And we are discussing how to do it. Elena, you had some tools, shovels, sweepers, and even your own little... yes? And you could discuss what are we actually using in this area. And then put it up and take a picture so you know what to be there. And we talked about making marks in colors. You have written with letters, but it's more easy to see if you use colors. Green for this area, yellow for this area, red for this area. I have, I know a guy in Holland, he had a different barn, so he had a yellow barn, a green barn, a red barn. So everything is red, marked with red tapes in that barn. So he sure that it's in the right place. One thing I often see with this 5S is that the functions are mixed. If you think of your office, you have an office. I think you both have working things and stuck, right? So it's also so in farms. They put stuck where there is a working place. And stock shouldn't be in a working place. Stock should be separated in a stock room or storage. So if you have a workshop where there is different whatever wheels, have you seen it? A workshop with lots of stuff. Yes? You have seen it, yes?
And there's everything else, some machinery or...
Yes, that's right. And you're looking, where was it? Was it there? No, it wasn't there. And now we are going to buy a new one because we can't find it. I thought we had it. And then we reorder a new one, and next week you find it on behind. That's right. So it's expensive and time-spending. And then we clean up the place, totally. And we standardize how we are going to use this place. That's why I talk about pictures. Take pictures. That is how it should be. so everyone know. About 8 days ago, I was on a farm in Denmark, and we had made these yellow lines, and we had made 5S. It was very beautiful, and there was a big picture. Then one idiot had placed a machine here, because where should he put it? Elsewhere. So it was a compressor, actually. It was very heavy. So why do you put the compressor here? You can see at the picture, there should be nothing there. Well, I don't know really where to put it. So that's a problem. It was not because he was an idiot, but because the compressor didn't have a home. So you need a home for every tool you use on the farm. And what you don't use, you shouldn't have on the farm. You can make a red area, maybe a barn behind or a building behind or a corner. Put red tape on it and say, this is the red area. And if you are in doubt of you're going to throw something out or not, then you can put it in the red area. And if you haven't used it for a month or two or a year, then you can throw it out or sell it. Because a lot of stuff are just standing because you don't know where to put it. So the 5S is sustain, or what you call it in Finnish. It is an agreement between the people here. How are we going to sustain this? We make paper and we say we are checking 5 areas. And if it's okay, we give it a 5. If it's not okay, we give it a 3 or a 1. And then we take it, you could say yes or no. Then we take it to the board meeting, say, why is this rubbish lying in the corner? Well, we can't go to the garbage bin. It's on behind. Why is the garbage bin on behind? Well, it has always been there and is picked up from there. Why don't we have a carbon bin where we need it? So they could place the carbon bin the right place. So the carbon bin should be where it should be used. So it's very important. If you have a board, I could maybe I can draw on this one. There was a gardener. He had made a very fine grass here. And then he made here. Very nice. So there was stepstones all the way here. Right down here, there was a school, and up here, there was a candy shop. What do you think happened? Yes? So, think of it, make it easy to do it right. That's a very good word to think. Make it easy to do it right. Do any of you know the Colquick system? Colostrum? Yes. This system make it easy to do it right. Because it's a firm system, and if you follow this system 100%, it's easy to do it right. You have the right temperature, you have the right amount, you have the right, it's quick and fast, and I know it's expensive, but it's easy to do it right with this system, especially if you have more employees. But I saw you're warming milk with this warmer. Yes? It gives waiting time. Right? Some farmers, they have this. And the milk is very warm about near, but in the surface it's more cold. And then they put it down and says, well, 10 minutes. I'll give it 10 minutes. Then you run out and do some other stuff. And then you go back and you say, oh, it's okay. And maybe it's not okay. Maybe it's only 25 degrees. It should be 38. Do you measure with a measure? If it's 35, then you stand waiting. Or what?
Yeah.
Or you go and do something else.
Yeah.
And then you come back, it's 45. What do you do then? You see, you should have the tools who can make it easy to do it right. And when you give it to the calf, it's very important that the milk is 38 degrees exactly, and nothing more and nothing less. And it's very important that you haven't ruined the milk before it go there, because you can do that too. And this one is what you call a spaghetti diagram. I made it with a guy who was standing here repairing a machine. And he was working very fast. He walked, and he thought he was doing a good job because he was working so fast. But he didn't realize how much he was walking. He was getting spare parts over here and then back, and he had some machine and tools here, and sometimes he had to go to the office and ask questions and then back again and out and get something and in again. He was walking so much.
Walk 10,000 steps per day.
Yes, but you have to be effective at work. But if you're doing work, then you need your tools nearby. I know that it's told that at the office you need to go to the copy machine and the coffee machine, and walk back, and you'll have to take the stairs, etc. Yes, it's okay. But don't print so much. This is waste, at least.